Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Jeremy K. Gover here with thegamenashville.com ahead of the Predators and New York Rangers game on this matinee Saturday. I agree with Robbie Stanley. Robbie Stanley threw out an idea that every game should be changed to 1 o'clock, even if it's a weekday game, which I really appreciate. So the Winter Classic jersey was unveiled today. I personally love it, but I figured, why be selfish about it? Let's go ahead and spread it around and see what other people think about it who are in the know. Chris Martell of Fox Sports Tennessee, we're going to start with him. Chris, what were your initial thoughts of the jersey, and has it grown on you at all in the last few hours?
Well, personally, I'd like to buy one of these jerseys. They're classic, they're simple, they're a throwback to the Dixie Flyers, Nashville's first ice hockey team, as opposed to what some other people will make you believe they are the first. I really, really enjoy the look of it. I think fans should appreciate how the fact of it's simple, it's easy to like, and what it does for Nashville's history. So, honestly, it's grown on me already. I really, really like it.
Robbie Stanley, how do you think the jersey is going to look on the ice in Dallas?
Well, I think it's going to look great. I mean, it's a simple design. I think it's going to be easy to read. I'm glad. You know, I was kind of worried that they would go with too much gold with it. I think they hit the perfect amount with it, and I think when you take a look at it, it just looks clean. I know this is probably recency bias since it just came out, but it's my favorite jersey they've ever come out with. I think it looks great.
Those are very strong words considering that blue alternate a few years ago. Abigail Martin of Penalty Box Radio. Let's go to Abigail. Abigail, what did you think of the jersey?
I actually love the simplicity of the jersey. At first, my favorite Predators franchise jersey is the navy blue with the lace up. I really like that the lace is featured on this jersey, and it goes back to the Dixie Flyers, of course. It has a nice simplicity that's really going to work well at the Cotton Bowl and work with the Stars, and it's a great jersey, and it might be one of my favorite jerseys as well.
Wow, we're getting a real strong support of the jersey here. Alex Doherty, do you have any other opinions? And it can be positive. I'm just saying, do you have any other opinions on this jersey at all?
You know, as someone who does not get into uniforms and jerseys all that often, they don't really do a lot for me. This jersey is great. I think it's fantastic. I would probably buy one if I had the money.
I was already of A to Z Sports. I forgot to mention that earlier. Make sure I give him proper credit. Michael Gallagher, the Nashville Post. Gallagher, this is we've heard from Robbie, we've heard from Abigail, we've heard from Chris, and we've heard from Alex that this is a stunning jersey, that they would actually buy one. Are you a jersey guy by chance, and would you actually buy this jersey?
If I was a fan, I would absolutely buy this jersey. I mean, it's like Robbie was saying, this is by far the best jersey that the team has released, including all the ones that they've worn so far. So I would get it just because it's very aesthetically pleasing.
And are you excited at all to see the jersey on the ice in Dallas with a full complement of a team and in full action?
Oh, for sure. They look really good, and plus, kind of, you know, paying tribute to the Dixie Flyers, I think, is a nice touch. So I think they'll look really good on the ice.
Robbie, we'll end with you. How important was it to have a dab into the history of national hockey here?
Well, I think it's important because I think the history goes back further than most people realize. I think when you take a look at the history of hockey in Nashville, most people just assume it begins with the Predators, and it doesn't. I mean, I think if you go back, you know, 50, 60 years, there's a long history of hockey in Nashville. Is it at a high level? No, but the Dixie Flyers were really kind of the first piece here where hockey was a part of Nashville. It laid the foundation for what we see today. So when you have a franchise that's, you know, 20 years old, sometimes it's hard to come up with that classic look. I think they did a good job of reaching back into the history of Nashville and kind of taking a different route to go do it, but making sure they still touch on the history of Nashville and doing it, even though it's not at the NHL level, I think it looks really, really good.
I could not agree more. Thank you guys so much for joining. I just wanted to just kind of get a quick poll, you know, put it on SoundCloud and just kind of see what the overall thought process was of the jersey, because we're seeing a lot of Dallas fans hate on the jersey, not because they're Dallas fans, I don't think, but because they don't understand the history. But to see a lot of Nashville fans understand that this is a callback to hockey's past in Middle Tennessee, it's very, very, very impressive. I applaud Sean Henry and Chris Jungens and all of the brass at the Nashville Predators who made this happen, because it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, and I cannot wait to see a full complement of a team out on the ice in Dallas on New Year's Day skating with this color scheme and with that jersey in particular. Hopefully all of the existing Dixie Flyers understand and appreciate the nod to their history, and Nashville does as well. This is Jeremy K. Gover on thegamenashville.com with just, again, a quick reaction to the Winter Classic jersey that was unveiled this morning. You can follow me at GoverTime on Twitter, and you can follow the game, of course, at 1025 The Game on Twitter as well. Talk to you soon.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.